in the summer?
Just for own use.
Where do you raise them?
Well, we call it garden, we have a garden.
What do you raise?
All different kind of beans and peas, tomatoes, okra, some lettuce, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe.
Did you used to raise those things like a cantaloupe, but round? Instead of egg-shaped? Or what did you call those things when you were a boy? Cantaloupe or?
Mushmelon. Mushmelon is what we call them then. They were, we have a mushmelon now, but it's larger than the cantaloupe.
Pomegranate.
What?
Pomegranate,
yeah. I never did raise many of them, but I've seen a few grow.
What are they?
Oh, they're, mom, ain't they just like a little old cantaloupe?
Just like a little old cantaloupe, one about half
as big. About half as big as one of a small cantaloupe. Plum what?
Plum granny.
That's been a long time since I've heard of one of those. That's what it was.
Hmm. You raise potatoes?
Oh, yeah. We raise hash potatoes. Don't raise them. We raised quite a few sweet potatoes last year, but we didn't grow any this year. We don't care much for them. Always have a patch of turnips. We haven't got them up yet, though.
What do you call the tops of turnips when you eat
turnip
the tops?
Greens or greens.
Do you get poke here and eat
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. We have quite a feast on poke early in the spring.
What do you call that when you cook it?
Poke salad.
You cook it?
Oh, yeah. You pan boil it and pour that off. It's poison. And then cook it down.
I talked to a man over in the eastern part of the state. He said kids make money in the spring by going out and collecting poke. They'll just get a bunch of the leaves, take them down, sell them to the cannery.
I just tell a neighbor here that if they'd, he'd make about $30 a trip. He'd tie the little poke side up in bunches, put a rubber band around. He'd make about $30 a trip in a little old Ford car. And now, what I was going to say, since they sprayed this timber, you can get wagon loads of that stuff. It'd come up all over this country. You couldn't haul off of 50 acres, you couldn't haul it on a 2-ton truck. It comes up pretty early.
Is there still a market for it?
No, I don't think so.
That's too bad.
But you can get it anywhere, any amount that you want. Anywhere, miles around here. I don't know if it's all over the state like that. Anywhere they spray this timber around here, you can get it. That old stuff grow up somewhere up in there as high as that ceiling, make those barriers, don't you? Can't all get to the timber places for it.
That's strange.
It's just like those, some of them said we didn't have any grass here, they sprayed the timber off, the roots were there. It took shade off to come up. Well, that poke side that was there, but it couldn't be much shade, it wasn't growing.
Well, in your garden, did you raise those little vegetables, the little round red things, very early? Take about 30 days to grow? Then dig them up, cut off the root and the top, and serve them on the table raw.
You ain't talking about a wild onion. Horseradish?
No. Radish? Or?
Oh, yeah, radishes, yeah, we grow those. Some red, some white.
It's always a pleasure to see those early in the season, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Know that the garden's going to make.
They're pretty sure to make. They're early.